So often, we would like to have the concept that we are the creator of our world, and that we are the ones who have every experience in our world, and bring those experiences into play in our world. We think that's so wonderful and so powerful, and yet we don't do it. How can we train ourselves to more efficiently put the cause in motion to bring about the results that we want in our life? How can we train ourselves so that we can be the master under all circumstances and accomplish whatever it is we want to accomplish? If we want to accomplish success in our business, healing in our body, happiness in our relationships, whatever we want to accomplish, how do we do it? Well, there's a simple way, a thing called a diplomat, you know, tactful, loving, kind, happy relationships and that sort of stuff, doing unto your brothers you'd like them to do unto you, and all that sort of thing. And that is just wonderful. That is just fantastic. And I think that everyone should practice that with all their heart. 24 hours a day, you should be concerned about how you can live in a more harmonious world, how you can have a more harmonious circumstance to live in. 24 hours a day, I think that everyone should practice that. And they will have time for nothing more. And then there's another school. That's called the School of the Master. And the School of the Master teaches you what?
That I am the master and I'm number one. Discipline.
Yeah. What does the School of the Master teach? The School of the Master says it doesn't make any difference what's going on in the world, what's going on anywhere at all. The only thing that matters is what's going on with you. Be ye, therefore, perfect. We are supposed to be perfect. Now, how in the world can we be perfect if we're going to fill our minds with the responsibility of taking care of our neighbor, with the responsibility of being nice and friendly, with the responsibility of whatever we have the responsibility of? How can we ever be our divine self? Well, the answer is you cannot. You cannot be your divine self so long as you're trying to be some other self. Our question then is, how do we know, or how do we be what our divine self is? How do we accomplish what our divine self is? We just don't know. We just don't know. I am divine, whole, and perfect right now. I live in my ideal spirit, mind, and body right now. What is our ideal spirit, mind, and body right now? What is that? What is this wholeness? You see, I'm saying these things, a little round robin here for the first, because this is what we tend to do. We tend to be very human, and we want to be human. And we say, but if we're not human, you know, we're not living what we're here to do. Well, that's a point of view. Why are we here on planet Earth? Why are we in this experience? We are here for one reason only, and that is to be ourselves and have fun and remember who we are. And we can say, I'm God, and that's all wonderful and good, but what does that mean to you? What does that mean to you? When you're God, are you concerned about your neighbors and whether they have enough to eat, or whether they have enough clothes, or whether they have enough of anything to keep them happy? If you're God, do you care about the sparrow that falls? Oh my goodness, Jesus said he did. And if you are God, do you care whether it's raining or snowing or sleeting or hailing or volcanoing or hurricaning or whatever, you know? Do you? We go back to the story of our little boy. He's playing out in the street in front of the house. And he's in the mud puddle there, just having the time of his life. It's a quiet street. And the rains have stopped. And so he's got his little leaves out there as boats. And he's got the ants walking around as people. He built piers going out into the little puddles, and he was just having a great time in his little world. His little world is just perfect and wonderful, and he loves it. He created that world. He made that fishing fleet. He made these people of ants walking around. He made all these things. That's his creation, as much as anyone can ever have a creation. That's his creation. So then his mother says, come on and eat. And he says, okay. So he looks at his creation and he says, all right, have a wonderful day. And he jumps up in the air and comes down with a squash right in the middle of the paddle, and all of his boats go sailing, the ants go sailing, all the people, and he's, bye-bye, see you later. He's not worried about them being killed. He's not worried about them being destroyed. He's not worried about them having problems, because they're all his game. They're all his playthings. Now, these life here is your plaything, and each one of us are your playthings. You create us to have fun with. You create us to do great things with. And you may say, now let's see, can I get Herb to take his coat off? And so you're having an argument with yourself. If I were the wind, could I do it? If I were the sun, could I do it? If I were the cold, could I do it? Well, the cold would merely make him wrap up more. But the wind, I'll just blow it right off of him. And that doesn't work. But the sun, gently warming him, made me take off my coat. So, you see, these are all games. They're wonderful games. They're games that you play with yourself. Now, you also play the game that you think you're sick, you think you're limited, you think you're poor, and that's a game. Do you want that game?
No.
Yes, you do.
No.
If you don't want that game, don't act like you're playing the game. If you act like you're playing the game, then the game says, oh, they want me to participate in that. We're in that game. Now, is that what you want? And you say, no, 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 no. But why is it when you don't want it that you keep thinking about it? Why is it when you don't want it, you keep talking about it? Why is it when you don't want it, you keep empowering it to continue to be? And you do, you know. You empower it. You empower it by your thoughts, or by anything else. Oh, Ellen, the doctor's on the phone, wants to know if you want to come in for your examination for that. And Ellen says, yeah, okay. And so then everybody turns to Ellen. What are you being examined for? What is your problem? Do you have something you didn't tell us about? Are you doing something that's not very harmonious for you? What's going on? You see, the minute you spread that around, you now have all those people to clear in your consciousness. You have all of those ideas to clear in your thinking. And you shouldn't do that. You limit yourself. You limit yourself, and you create for yourself a condition that you don't really want to have. However, what would a spiritual master do? A spiritual master, in the first place, would not put themselves at call. Now, would a spiritual master go to see a doctor? Surely. And what would the spiritual master find as a doctor?
All is
in divine
order.
Whole and perfect. All is in divine order. And what would the spiritual master find anywhere he went or she went?
Same thing.
Now, why would they find this? Because that is the reality. Why don't they find poverty and sickness and other things? Because that's not reality. That's not what it's all about. When we go down to the third world countries and we see them living in primitive standards, are they in want? Do they need something? No. They have enough food. They have enough medical care. They have enough everything they want. But by our standards, well, they are not living by our standards. They're living by the standards there. Heinz? Do you know Jean-Charles Dainty? Well, Jean-Charles Dainty is a fool, an absolute fool. Jean-Charles Dainty wanted to go to the top of the mountain, and he hired a helicopter to take him up the mountain. So the helicopter made several stops, and on the way up the mountain, it stopped at one place to get food and stuff that it was going to take on up. And John said, I want to walk the rest of the way. If I take the helicopter, it's going to take 3 minutes. If I walk, it's going to take about a week. Walk for a week when it only takes 3 minutes? Well, why did he do that? He's his own creator. He envisioned what would happen when he walked. He would see all of the creatures of the mountain. He would see the beautiful sunsets, sunrises. He would meet wonderful people along the way who he had talked to and share with. You see, we think that the shortest distance between two points is that proverbial straight line. And actually, it is the line that takes us there. It could be a wiggly line down through the forest and through the woods and through the meadows and through the rivers and stuff, or a straighter line. But what is it now that you want to do? If you want to be whole and perfect, forget it. If you want to be rich, forget it. If you want to have happy relationships, forget it. Because that's not what we're talking about right now. What we're talking about right now is to be ideal. To be your ideal spirit, mind, and body. And when you are your ideal spirit, mind, and body, what happens to you? Everything falls into place. Yeah. Everything falls. But you see, you don't go after everything falling in place because you might miss a few things. You go after the fact that you are in your ideal beingness. Now, is a master an ideal being? No. A master is not an ideal being. Well, that doesn't sound very intelligent. But a master is not an ideal being. A master, does anyone have the word? A master is a is. He does not have any limitation. A master might think of himself today as a woman, tomorrow as a man. Mm-hmm. He might think of himself as a
snake. As a snake.
Yeah, as a snake. Or I was going to say a helicopter pilot.
Right.
Or a scuba diver. Or a housewife. Or a business executive. Or anything under the sun. The master can think of itself in any of those ways. Now, would it be limited as it thought of itself in those ways? No. No. It would have every single thing that it could possibly want. And I'm certainly enjoying that flakes that we had this morning on our cereal. But, very nice. What does the master do? Does the master go after individual objects and like I'm whole and perfect? Or does the master go after the fact that I am ideal?
I am.
You see, so long as we keep looking to clear up things within ourselves, we will have things within ourselves to clear up. And when we can start looking at our reality, our ideal, then we transcend the things and we express the allness that we are. Think about that once. That's sort of a tough thing. You say, how can people live when they have problems and they want to get the problem solved? Well, the Salvation Army works in the way they feed the people and then they preach to the people. Or do they preach to the people and then feed the people? In any event, they try to keep a captive audience. And in keeping a captive audience, they think they're going to get the information that they want to get across to them. What do we do? We think of only one thing. We think of our divine self. We think who we are and what we are and where we are. We think of our divine self. What is your divine self? Is your divine self the fulfillment of everything? Or is your divine self the desire of everything?
Amen.
The fulfillment. And do we think of it as a specific fulfillment, or do we think of it as the universal fulfillment?
Universal.
Yeah. Because specific fulfillments are needs for, oh, I need $10 to do this, I need $50 to do that, I need $1 million to do this, and something like that. And hey, just say you're independently wealthy. And you have all that taken care of. But then transcend that. Transcend that. That wealth does not mean only money. Wealth means everything else that comes to us and fulfills our lives and makes us feel fantastic. This is part of the show, the whole thing that affects our lives in a very beautiful way. Mm-hmm. We can live as human beings and live very nicely. Many humans do. Or we can live as divine beings and not live very nicely.
Yeah.
You say, yeah, We can live as divine beings and not live very nicely, and because we do not compare. We do not compare. John Charles Dainty climbed up the mountain when he could have had a nice helicopter ride to make the trip much easier and much shorter and much more harmonious for him. But John Charles Dainty wanted to climb the mountain. Mountain climbing is what he wants to do. So therefore, would he be happier riding in the helicopter or walking up the mountain?
Walking up the mountain.
And would you be happier riding in the helicopter or walking up the mountain? I personally would take the helicopter. I find that very salubrious. But again, it's how we each approach it. Now, is John more divine than me insofar as he walks it instead of takes the helicopter? Or am I more divine than he? I take the helicopter and don't walk it?
No.
There's no judgment. And you see, this is what happens on the absolute level of awareness. There are no judgments. There are no either or. You take the helicopter or you walk, or you walk or you take the helicopter. There are other ways. Heinz, what's another way?
Being there.
Oh. I'm sorry? Say it, please.
Being there.
Being there, sure. Being there, that's another way. Teleportation's another way. Heinz, do you know about these cars that float on top of the air, on top of the ground? They're hover vehicles. And they flow right over the top of the marshes, over the ground, and don't even touch the ground. Mm-hmm. And they can go along, zoom! Don't wear out any tires, zoom. But they do take a lot of gas. But it works. It works. And now the day will come when they will have those mentally. Beautiful things. Now, think about these things. Think about these. What is it that you want to do? Are you enjoying the imagination and the dreams of these things and finding that is your spiritual fulfillment? Or do you want to enjoy doing the things? Mark enjoys building the engine. Other people enjoy flying the engines. His friend who had these Lear jets that he wanted to put Mark's little engine on the tail, he could imagine the little engine on the tail handling all the cockpit requirements and the while they're taxiing along and so forth. Whereas the other guy, he might see it differently. How might he might see it as selling the engines and promoting them. You see, imagination does not need to have any technique for accomplishing it. We read about Uri Geller when he was in Iraq or Iran or wherever it was, Israel perhaps, and as he was there, he was talking with Ira Pergoff, and Ira said that he'd love to have the new camera that's out, as they had seen it. And he said, that'd be a beautiful camera to have. And Yuri says, oh, yes, it is nice. And so when Ira went back to his hotel room, there on his bed was this new camera, still in the wooden box that it came in, or whatever. And Ira said, Yuri, you did that, didn't you? And Yuri says, why? And he said, well, they're going to report that missing as part of their inventory, and then they'll think I stole it or something like that. And Yuri says, don't give it a thought. And Pergo says, well, why? What? Bill, that's expensive. That's a very expensive camera you gave me. And what did Yuri say? It had no
number.
It had no serial number on it. It had no, which makes it even more suspect, but it had no serial number on it. And it came off the floor before a serial number was even put on it, which is, you know, kind of an interesting situation too. But you see, these are the possibilities that we have to just think our thoughts and demonstrate our dream. And many people do it. Many people who we laugh at and deride, many people that we say they're not able to do that, but they do it. So, in your spiritual work now, where is it that you're heading? Are you heading to be a fulfilled human being, or are you heading to be a fulfilled, divinely aware being? And I would like to choose the latter, because I think being a fulfilled, divinely aware human being, or divine being better, is fantastic. And the only way we can do that is to keep our mind and our heart and our thoughts 100% focused on what we're doing. And then we can accomplish everything. I think this gives us something to think about for today. So think about this. What is it that you want? Do you want the chicken or the egg? Or both? I love you.